When you drive into Winthrop, Washington, it appears time has passed it by. But a closer look will show you what appears to be old may in fact be a lot newer than one thinks. It's a unique town that's changed its appearance when a new road was blazed through the mountains. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. This town wasn't anything out of the ordinary a few decades ago.
Winthrop back in the 60s and the 70s, early 70s, looked just like a typical rural American town.
But in 1972, the North Cascades Highway was blazed through the mountains, linking Winthrop to Seattle and the western side of the state. Doug Moore says that Catherine Wagner wanted to do something for the town to celebrate the new road.
Somebody kind of came up with the idea of building and creating a theme town. She basically put all the lumber up to put the facades on all the buildings, donated all the lumber and all the sidewalks.
So the town received an extreme makeover, making it appear to be a place from a century ago. There are rules governing the appearance of all businesses.
It's very strict. There's a lot of hoops you got to go through, especially if you want to build something. All the signage in town has to meet code. The signs have to look like they're from the period of the late 1890s, early 1900s.
Those rules mean you won't find a lot of things that are commonplace in other towns.
There's not one single commercial sign. With the exception, there's only one sign in town that's a commercial sign, and that's the Chevron gas station, and it was grandfathered in. There's no neon signs in any of the windows, and that's what's really shocking when you stand back and look at the town. I mean, we're just not commercialized here.
The Old West feel is certainly a draw for tourists, but this is a real city with roots well over a century old. It's a unique stop on Highway 20 through the Cascade Mountains. Traveling the countryside in Winthrop, Washington, I'm Andrew McRae.